Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chad and I are chatting with TG Watkins. He is the director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also writes the Profit Pilot website, which I will link to below this interview. TG, we are chatting off mic about these markets and the theme that's on your mind, and we've chatted about it a bit last week, is in terms of U.S. equity markets, we're seeing declining, weaker and weaker breadth. That means fewer and fewer stocks are holding these markets up and actually continuing to push them to all-time highs. And some of the indexes, it's really led right now by some of these big tech names. We've seen this environment before, but I know the bears do come out and say, look, when we have this weak breadth, it means that there's less underlying support for these markets. Where do you stand, TG? Continuing to see breadth move lower, but markets continue to move higher.
Yeah, it's been challenging to trade for sure, because you think, okay, these markets, the indexes look amazing. Well, where's all the action? Well, the action's in a handful of names, primarily the big cap tech. And so, you know, unless you're in those, a lot of things just haven't really been working out. And I know that the bears are kind of maybe excited about this, thinking, okay, at some point we're going to get a big correction. Now, I don't know about that, because underneath the surface, things have been cycling down while the indexes stay up. So really, they could just kind of be getting in position to do something else. Like, you know, I like my small cap tech, my small cap stocks, and a lot of them I'm watching on the monthly and weekly timeframes actually kind of get ready for what looks to be a double bottom, and something setting up for new moves on the monthly and weekly. But I've been talking about them for a very long time, because it takes a long time for things to set up on the monthly and weekly timeframes. So, you know, right now I kind of say that we're in the middle of the summer doldrums, which is ironic considering that the indexes are doing so well, right? And so one way to think about this is, hey, who's on vacation? I know I went on vacation. John Carter went on vacation. Yeah, we had a couple other traders go on vacation. The big hedge fund players have gone on vacation at certain points throughout the summer. And so you think about the people who are there making money move are on vacation. And if we think about myself or John Carter, you know, I'm putting money in, or when I would normally be trading, and then all of my subscribers and all of our subscribers are then putting money in. And when that doesn't happen, there's not much action going on. And so money has been concentrated into the big cap tech, the names that have moved, and the rest of the market, I think, has then suffered. And we may not be really seeing too much strength from the rest of the market until probably the school year begins, because that's when everyone comes back and gets back into the regular season of the market.
Yeah, it's an interesting dynamic where there's so much focus into such a few big tech names. What do you think will change that up, TG, as far as, do you think that eventually there may be a rotation? Because the rotation has been the theme, really, the last year or so. Do you think there'll be a rotation out of some of the high-flying, you know, larger names, and then maybe filter down into some of the companies that are not getting the love right now, and blow the breath back out a little bit wider again?
Yeah, of course there's going to be rotation. That definitely has been the theme. It's like you got to figure out where that rotation is going, because it's been fascinating to really watch it flow around the market. That's been kind of fun to check out. You got to be on it, though. What could be happening is maybe it's not necessarily money is coming out of something. Maybe it's more cash is coming off the sidelines, because I know I'm in a lot of cash. I know my subscribers are in cash. John Carter's in cash. You know, there's just a lot of cash sitting around. And I know some of the other big traders that I talk to, they're like, yeah, I don't see much going on. So I'm just kind of sitting. I'm trading about 20% of my account. So they've got a lot of cash to work with. And that might be the situation. And we don't know what hedge funds are doing, or, you know, their charters. We don't know if they need to be 80% invested at all times. Maybe they're in bonds and something like that, because, you know, during the quiet months, maybe they go into these kind of things. I don't know. But it sure seems, though, that there's just money not being put to work right now.
That's an interesting concept, because if there isn't money put to work, then it really does just mean that there's still a lot of rotation of money within these markets. But there is still a lot of money being generated, created month over month. Does that just mean that we're just waiting for another leg higher? Maybe when people get back from vacation, as long as, let's say, COVID numbers aren't horrible and we're not going through more shutdowns, that money does find its way kind of naturally, at least recently, into the markets?
Yeah, you know, that is one concept, because I know a lot of people are talking about this whole declining breadth thing, and they are looking at it as this market's about to crumble and this market's about to come down and this is the end. And I don't know. That doesn't necessarily have to be it. I mean, again, we have seen it where the market, where names and sectors have gone absolutely insane and the markets are just kind of cruising along. And we've seen it where things have really imploded and the market's still just kind of cruising along. So the indexes are not the greatest display of what's really going on beneath the surface, especially with the way that the rotation has been happening. So I think what we can consider is that, you know, the NASDAQ right now is very extended. I am expecting some sort of pullback. I would like to see it come back down a little bit. I'm not saying an implosion. I'm not saying a drawdown, nothing like that. I'm just saying it's extended. It needs to flag, come down a little bit to a little bit more reality. And while that's happening, other names could be getting in position to set up and could set up for when the school year starts and everyone kind of gets back into the normal groove and grind of things. And then that propels the market higher. Like, we could just kind of take a little bit of a break for the indexes. I mean, look how long the IWM has been going sideways, right? And it hasn't fallen apart. Look how long the Dow Jones, other than that pullback that we had, what, early June, you know, something mid-June. But it recovered and it's right back here at all-time highs. And you know, there can be a whole lot of sideways action without anything actually deteriorating.
TG, I know that when you approach the market, you look at things through a technical lens. So when you're looking at individual companies to go in, you're not usually investing in just the indexes anyway. So when you're looking at the companies that you want to stake out, you've got cash on the sideline. What kind of technical indicators are you looking for that you want to see before you get positioned again?
I love moving averages. You know, that's really my thing. So I have my MOXIE indicator, which is the indicator I created, and that's what I really hold my style to and what I teach, and that's what I'm known for is the MOXIE indicator. But with that, I really like moving averages. In order to catch trend, you know, I need price to be over the moving averages, and I need the fast moving average to be over the slow moving average, just generally speaking. And if things are just going sideways or chopping or not holding these moving averages, then there's no trend, there's no movement, there's no momentum, and I don't want to trade that. And it's not until I can see price actually hold certain moving averages and engage with them that I then say, oh, okay, here we go. It's following a trend, it's following a moving average, I can trade this. And so what I'm seeing on a lot of the names that I do like to trade, you know, kind of the smaller cap stuff, and even the bigger cap recently. Look at Adobe was one that I was just talking about the other day. Adobe just basically bounced off of its monthly 10 SMA and its weekly 50 SMA. But how long did it take for it to do that? How long did Adobe trade sideways before it finally popped and made this run to new all-time highs and going vertical again? I mean, it took months. And so this is what we just need to kind of be prepared for, and that we might be in the middle of, as far as the, yes, I know the indexes are going crazy, but for a lot of names underneath. And I'm talking about, and one name in particular, we can talk about it, Skills, SKLZ. It's basically doing a double bottom on, say, the weekly time frame. But that double bottom is taking weeks in order to work out. Or if we talk about NEO, you know, NEO had a little bit of a move, but it's mostly trading sideways as it's trying to continue to find strength along its monthly and weekly time frames. So it's just taken a very long time to really get these things in gear for the next new trend. And there are little stuff in between, but these major trends haven't started yet.
TG, what do you think about the declining yield environment as well? Yields remaining low makes money cheaper. It's also one of the arguments saying that that helps keep these markets supported. It also plays into the big picture where it seems like investors, while bonds have been moving up, which pushes yields down, they haven't been defensive in a lot of their other trades. So what's the balance with lower yields, but still aggressive trading by investors taking more of a risk-on stance?
Yeah, you know, I still think that stocks are kind of the only place to be if you really want to make money. I know that the yields have gone up, and proportionately they've gone up, you know, like, oh, 50%. I get it, but they're still, in the context, they're still really, really low. And you're not going to make wealth putting your money into bonds. That's just, I mean, you're not making a whole lot of money there. I mean, you're barely offsetting inflation. And so the stock market really is just kind of the place to be. And I think right now we're just kind of seeing that the market's slow. It's summer. We had an amazing November through February, and since then some stuff has been pulling back. But then other names, Adobe, Roku, Shopify, you know, there, Chipotle, there are names that are still doing very, very well right now, and the stock market is the place to make money, and it's not done yet. I don't think it's done yet, and I think that this declining breath is not a sign or indication of the market is finally topping. I think it's just a sign of people aren't putting money to work, and it's the middle of summer.
We haven't discussed it in a while, TG, but any thoughts on the cryptocurrencies and how that trade is working out for investors? Where do you think things are? Do you think it's a good time to position? Do you think there's more of a correction in store? Do you think there's upside in front of us?
The downside seems to be slowing, for sure. You know, I'm looking at Bitcoin here, and it's basically resting at its weekly 50, and it's kind of, you know, and its monthly 10 while it's below it, but it's still in an uptrend as far as that moving average. And right now, it's on the daily and hourly charts, it's still getting kind of pushed down. It hasn't turned yet. It hasn't gotten on top of those moving averages I'm talking about. It's still kind of getting pushed down. So view this as a correction, what it's about, maybe a 50% correction. That's fine. You know, I think somebody was telling me that Charles Munger had a quote. He's like, you know, for longer term investor traders, if you can't handle a 50% pullback or drawdown, you know, then you have no business being in the market. And so that might be what's happening with the cryptos, just a massive pullback. And if we look at Ethereum, I like to actually look at the ETF of Ethereum. It's pulled back right to its monthly 10. You know, if you look at these bigger pictures, and this is what I've had to do for the crazy names that I was trading for a while. They got so, so overbought that context was so hard to figure out where it was. You had to zoom out and look at the monthly and weekly timeframes. And I think that'll help put you into the understanding of the bigger picture, what's going on. So I think cryptos, generally, they got super, super overbought. You look at Ethereum, it went vertical. You look at Bitcoin, it went vertical. At some point, these things are unsustainable. And they've got to pull back. And the faster they go up, the harder they go come down. And right now, you know, there's a big pullback. But I don't think they're done and out. I don't think they're over. And we're just waiting for them to catch their footing, start getting back on top of these moving averages, and start finding some traction and make the next run up. But it's going to take time. This stuff takes time.
Yeah, that's why some of the people like cryptos, right? Is because of the volatility and how quickly it can move. But I think the overall theme here, what we're outlining, is that, look, markets are slow, and that could very well just be because we're in summer and people are finally getting a summer away compared to last year. And these markets have slowed pretty much across the board to smaller and smaller breadth. Do you think, TG, that this whole move into these tech stocks, it's almost turning into a defensive trade? When investors don't know where else to put their money, they just default to big tech names because they've done so well?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Yeah. You go to the $1 trillion companies, you go to the stuff that, you know, you just, you know, Amazon, are they going to go away? No. Apple? Yeah, they're fine. You know, these companies, they are defensive plays. It's kind of like the new Johnson & Johnson type companies, the Coca-Colas, you know, the stuff that, you know, not going to go anyplace, but Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, they don't go anyplace. You know, it's a place to park money. If you want to park money nowadays, that at least is going to probably do something, it's big cap tech. So yeah, definitely.
All right, let's wrap it up here, TG. Always great chatting with you, buddy. I always find it interesting to see where you're trading, what you're trading, what your strategy is, because you are an active trader and you change your strategy based on market conditions. And right now, market conditions are pretty boring and pretty focused on big tech.
Yep.
TG, thank you for your time, buddy. We'll chat again in another couple weeks.
Great. Thanks, guys.